Good morning. Welcome for all participants for the regional consultative committee getting to the strengthening governance of aquaculture for sustainable development in Asian Pacific. So, what I have to present the following the all the content mentioned here that introduced by the organizer of the regional committee. But anyway, the time constraint I will describe a little bit. And getting to the main point that the regional workshop want to mention about this topic. So for introduction, the fishery administration, under the Ministry of MAF, have seven departments and two research institutes that have the following responsibility or the point. And one of these is to prepare law, regulation, and order for fishery protection and improvement management of fishery resources. Exploitation and also including aquaculture development and also monitor of the implementation. This is my point of the getting to the point of the workshop. And the other point that in order to enhance the fishery management and aquaculture governance, a technical working group on fishery established by fishery administration to provide consultation and advice including the legislation and implementation of the law and regulation. The technical working group is mainly cooperate with the development partner involving on fishery and aquaculture development. There is a subgroup on aquaculture in the part of the technical working group on fishery to facilitate the meeting and with development partner involved in aquaculture to consult any aquaculture development aspect including the legislation and implementation of the law and regulation. And the fishery administration have also the fishery law, the old fishery law that's established in 1987 as amended 2006, also mainly focused on the capture fishery. But there is, however, there is in the chapter 10, there are some the article from 56 to 58 also has mentioned the provision of aquaculture. And the new draft of revised fishery law also being discussed at the cabinet level. And which technical advice from the technical and group fishery. The new draft fishery revised dedicated to aquaculture with general provision on inland and marine aquaculture, including legislation, licensing, controlling water quality, discharge of wastewater, import, export, transport of live or fresh fish, and processes of fish product, and so forth. This is for the new draft revised fishery law that also mentioned about the aquaculture provision. The fishery administration and the Ministry of MAF, Ministry of Agriculture and Fishery, also issue and enacted some of the order and proclamation for the aquaculture governance. One is the getting to the good aquaculture practice order that issued on 15 August 2012. Following the ASEAN GAP guideline. And the proclamation of the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fishery on the ornamental fish, ornamental aquaculture animal management that issued on 3rd October 2014. And another proclamation of MAF on snake aquaculture management issued on 7th June 2016. And the last one proclamation of the Ministry on the management of crocodile, soft shell, turtle soft. Frog, eel, and water snake farming issue recently, 6 July 2016. There is also a national residue monitoring plan of the veterinary medicine and environmental contaminants that prepared by the government and implemented by the fishery administration and fishery control personnel and also implemented by the ethanol group expert working group. Like the first, the residue monitoring management committee, residue monitoring team, inspection of and sampling team, and the last one is ethanol accredited laboratory service. The national residue monitoring plan is also incorporated with the good aquaculture practice. Is the with already implemented by the Department of Aquaculture Development of the Fishery Administration since early 2015. And during 2015, there are 10 farmers involved operating of the good aquaculture practice. And then 2006 also, there are another 10 farmers to implement good aquaculture practice. For the legislation, as the Dr. Mel also mentioned, that this is not related clearly about the policy of the government, but just want to show about that before we have the legislation, we have the strong statement of the Rojak government on the national fishing policy sector. And then we have the strategy based on this government policy, Rojak government policy. We also have the strategy planning framework. We also have a framework. Then we have the national strategy plan for aquaculture development for a long time, from 2016 until 2030. That mentioned aquaculture into the policy and planning instruments such as the policy reduction strategy, investment policy, and rural development strategy. The last one is contained in the national strategy development plan, and also mentioned content in the SBS for fishery. Regarding to the legislation of the water and wastewater, there is the Ministry of Environment that provide legal framework, law on environmental protection and natural resources. And there is a sub-degree on environmental impact assessment, EIA. And for the EIA of the any activity in sensitive area, the sub-degree on water pollution control, which is applicable through to all the pollution source, including fish product processing and shrimp farming, require discharge permit. For the new draft fishery law, require aquaculture farmer to maintain the land, water, and environmental quality, as well as the aquatic biodiversity, and prohibit the discharge of the toxic waste matter in the fishery domain. For the legislation of the fish movement, there is a sub-law on the transportation of fishery product. They establish a licensing system for the movement of life of fresh fish and produce and processed fish product. And the license for the export of live and fresh fish and processed fish product is granted by the Ministry of Commerce, not Ministry of Agriculture. The ongoing revised fishery law is intended to prohibit import, export, trade, transport, and processing of endangered species, and also prohibited the transport of live, fresh fish, and export processed fish product must be carried out under the supervision of the Fishery Administration Laboratory. For the disease control, there is a draft degree on sanitation, inspection of animal product that put in place a sanitary inspection system for import, export, and transit of the all animal species, animal product, animal feed, and means of transport, premise and related equipment. In 2008, Rojak government in Cambodia approved the establishment of the new office on the fish health and disease management for the Department of Aquaculture Development of the Fishery and Nutrition to minimize the occurrence and spread of disease outbreak and promote the expansion of aquaculture production. For the food safety legislation, there are six ministries involved in the food and feed quality control. First, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fishery. Second, Ministry of Commerce. The third, Ministry of the Industry and Handicraft. The fourth, Ministry of Health. Fifth, Ministry of Economy and Finance. The last one, Ministry of Tourism. For institutional framework, the fishery administration is responsible for the management and development of fishery and aquaculture sector in the whole 25 provinces that are managed by the fishery administration cantonment. And for the aquaculture governance implemented by the Department of Aquaculture under the fishery administration, and collaborate with the 25 provinces that are managed by the fishery cantonment, then implementing directly all the aquaculture development activity in the local level, and collaborate closely with the national agency that having maintained the aquaculture with local stakeholders and farmers. Actually, the aquaculture governance is required to mandate under the institutional framework to set up the implementation policy, strategy, plan, law, education, administrative, and institutional arrangement in order to lead the sustainable development of growth of aquaculture sector. The last one of the institutional framework, the other government authority that involved in the part of aquaculture management to various extent and in various areas, including Ministry of Commerce. including income control, the Cambodian import export inspection, and flow repression generated directorate. The second Ministry of Environment, the use of the chemical, the manage and control use of the chemical, suspend and water use. The ministry, the third Ministry of Health, manage and control the food security, food safety, and the fourth Ministry of Industry and Handicraft, Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Education, Jobs Sport, and the last Ministry of Women Affairs. And for the research and higher education, it is not mainly relating to the point that Dr. May mentioned already, that there are four research institute and central in Cambodia. And also I have the three different of the educational that supply the degree of course structure. Last one, there are eight testing laboratory in the country, but only one of which is accredited, and none is directly relevant to aquaculture. The one is that I tell that this accredited is the industrial laboratory center of Cambodia. Ministry of Agriculture has the national agriculture laboratory as well. And aside, there are some few of private laboratory as well, but none of them accredited. For the gap issue and challenge in aquaculture governance in Cambodia, that the lack of enforcement of law and regulation at the local level, such as the controlling importation of aquaculture materials such as fish, seed, drank and other chemical substance and so forth. And also lack of the enforcement of law regarding to the inspecting implementation of farmer practicing aquaculture on reducing water quality, discharge of wastewater, feed source like the seed source caught from the well and imported, feed quality used by bio product, drank and other chemical substance and so forth. And the last one, controlling statistic call information on aquaculture implementation such as the GHUP and also production reported by the farmer. Another one is the weak capacity of stakeholders, including farmer, trader, seed producer, and supplier, to comply with the rule and regulation. Some of them did not register for their aquaculture activity, and some of them that did not apply the license. And some of them difficult to apply or practice the good aquaculture practice that guide by the fishery administration. And also some of them did not record the data and statistical information of their aquaculture production. For the gap, lack of facility and capacity on the national fishery level, like the lack of laboratory to analyze the aquaculture operation, and lack of capacity and laboratory analysis to develop SOP to strengthen its emergency preparedness and response system for transboundary disease outbreak in the country, and lack of statistical information on the aquaculture production that being reliable and credible for better planning to develop aquaculture. For the recommendation, first of all is the strengthening FAA management at the national and local level to strengthen cooperation with other authority, development partner organization to enhance legislation and law regulation enforcement to reflect government policy and to achieve action plan regarding to the poverty reduction, food security, and food safety. To strengthen the controlling system on the law regulation, enforcement of for farmer, trader, seed producer, and supplier to comply with the rule and regulation. To develop the strategy for climate response in the aquaculture sector, including risk mitigation, vulnerability reduction, boosting social resilience, and ensuring livelihood security. The second, they develop action plan for total regulation of aquaculture promotion that make packet into this plan, make PIM and characterize all the land and water resource being used, and potential and personally available for aquaculture, and assessment of employment in the aquaculture sector. The last one is to develop to improve farmer cluster and association in order to promote and adapt the better management practice of aquaculture to comply with the rule and regulation, and I had to code standard and to encourage them and other farmer in complying with the law regulation and standard. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all of them, to assistant.